The Middle East is in the midst of its harshest winter in at least a decade. That is adding to the misery of the hundreds of thousands of refugees who have fled the civil war in Syria and are now shivering in camps in neighboring countries. Shira Frankel visited one camp along Jordan's border with Syria, where riots broke out and aid workers were attacked with sticks and stones by refugees angered by the lack of supplies and services.
Shallow pools and mud are everywhere you look in the Za'atari camp. It was built on a flat expanse of land, large enough to house the more than 40,000 refugees that governmental agencies estimate live here now. The problem is that when it rains, there's nowhere for the water to go. So last week's snow and rainstorms left the camp flooded. Mohammed fled Syria 5 months ago with her four young children. The single tent they share was nearly destroyed by the weather, she says.
We really floated.
When the rain and snow came, all she could do was hug her children for warmth. She says she's been waiting for a heater for nearly 5 weeks. Still, she says, she's one of the lucky ones. The Walid family was among the first to arrive at the camp 6 months ago when it was erected. They're envied by many because they have a prefab shelter with two rooms rather than a tent. They welcome the newest member of their family, a baby named Mohammed, who was born just days after the family arrived in Jordan from their hometown of Dara in southern Syria. Wahiba is the family matriarch. She says that from the beginning, Mohammed had respiratory problems. They thought that being in Za'atari would be good for him. Despite the bitter cold last week, she recalls Mohammed was happy and laughing as he went to sleep the night of January 11th.
He was doing okay.
In the morning when we woke up, his mom was really sitting, you know, next to us in that caravan. When I touched him, as if he's like a, you know, an ice bar. As if an ice bar.
The family rushed him to a hospital near the camp, but the four-month-old was pronounced dead. Wahiba doesn't say it was the cold that killed him, but it certainly didn't help. After the baby's death, she says the family split apart. Her son and his wife couldn't bear to stay in Za'atari, so they took their two other children and moved to Jordan's capital, Amman. They're staying with friends for now, says Wahiba, but they have no money and no work. They hope that somehow being in the capital will save them if the cold comes again. Wahiba says her family never thought they would be refugees for this long. Despite the horrors they faced in Dara, she says they're desperate to return.
We thought we'd stay here for only 1 month. We asked God, but it's... Of course you want to go back. You'll love to go back to your country.
Marine Kadomajaj, an official with the UN Refugee Agency, is one of the camp managers at Za'atari. He says he knows many of the refugees are frustrated and angry, but that the UN is doing its best to provide services in the camp.
Here in Za'atari, we have, in 1 week, we almost had 10,000 people coming. So there was discontent with people. There was the situation where it was difficult to provide distributions and it was difficult to provide services for them. But we and our partners, we were here 24 hours.
He says they hope to repair the infrastructure in Za'atari to avert any more flooding. But refugees continue to arrive at the camp daily, adding to the burden as the fighting across the border in Syria rages on. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.